Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 43. All right, so here we are at episode number 43, and it has been months. I'm not going to lie. So this episode is just to get my momentum going again. It's going to be a candid episode, right? I'm just going to speak from the heart because it's been a while since I've been in front of the microphone. So thank you all for listening, though. I really, really appreciate it. And if you've been listening all the way up to episode 42, I apologize. There was such a lag in between episode 42 and 43. The reason for that being is since the beginning of the year, after I launched the beginner course, it was just crazy. You know, things blew up. I started immediately working on the intermediate course, which I just released May 2nd for everyone. And, you know, in that time, the intermediate course took way longer than expected. So, you know, members and people who have kind of seen the courses are just like, Brendan, you know, how are you? Like, where do you get the time to do this? And yeah, I mean, basically, it's just 8 hours a day. You know, I just sit in front of my computer every single day, Monday through Sunday. Just there's no breaks off, you know, making PDFs, filming the videos, you know, tackling problems. I lost the audio and then I had to go to Guitar Center to buy a new wireless mic like four times. You know, that takes time. It's just it's everything. So, and I'm not complaining. I love it. Right. I love doing all this. So it's absolutely amazing. But on the other hand, something has to give, right? Something has to, you know, fall out. And that happened to be the podcast and a lot of the free content I had originally produced. And I got to a point where, you know, the website, the blog, the podcast, there was a decent amount there, right? So I felt that members or people coming to the website could really kind of, you know, have a good chunk to dig their teeth into. So that could keep them going while I was developing the intermediate course and getting all that stuff done. But I finally got the course done and it launched a couple months ago. I've been tackling issues, you know, certain corrections and things like that with the site, just trying to upgrade it a little bit before I start the advanced course and start going at the free content again. But so here we are, right? Episode 43. So I'm just kind of getting back in the swing of things. I just want to talk to all you guys out there, talk to my fans, just let you know I'm still alive, right? I haven't kind of crawled under a rock. I'm still here. I want you guys to engage with me if you're a member of JPS or not. I always love hearing from you. So if you ever have any questions or anything like that, feel free to email me at brendanlowe@jazzpianoschool.com. And again, the main homepage is jazzpianoschool.com if you're unfamiliar with the site and this is the first episode you're listening to. So again, I'm just kind of talking here. You know, this is going to be probably one of the boring episodes. I did the last episode actually I did was right after the beginner course. So I was just talking in that one too, but I'm going to do two episodes today. And the next episode that I'm going to do is actually going to be playing for singers, accompanying singers and techniques. And that will be a video episode so you can see different styles that I use to accompany singers. But the course is amazing. I mean, I just can't thank you enough. I have a couple points I wanted to talk, you know, about today, but the journey has just been unbelievable. And without, you know, I get emails saying, you know, this is the greatest, you know, stuff ever, Brendan. Thank you so much for your work. And no, seriously, thank you. Like all the emails I get is extremely encouraging and motivational for me. And the reason I do it, I mean, is just to put this education out there so that people can take advantage of it, right? Because when I was growing up, I'm sure a lot of you have heard the story, but this wasn't out there. You know, technology has come so far. It's so easy to help others learn this great music. And it would be such a waste. You know, I'm pretty sufficient at technology, business, setting up the website. You know, not the best by any means. I definitely had help, but you know, if I'm able to promote and spread the education to others, then it would be, you know, it would be like disappointing. It would be my fault if I didn't. You know, I'd almost feel guilty that I wasn't able to kind of help others learn this great music. I love teaching. I love the education. I love the process of seeing a student go through certain steps to really make some great progress with the music, because it just lights people up, you know, and music always makes people happy. There's you know, hardly a time where, you know, a song or some music is never going to kind of uplift the soul, right? And when you're creating it yourself and making it yourself, it's simply phenomenal. So, again, thank you to all my followers out there. Also, with the release of the, you know, intermediate course, kind of been, you know, it's the word's been spreading a little bit more, been running some more ads out there. And, you know, I get some negative comments too. And, you know, just from people that, you know, aren't checking out the site, or, you know, they don't really know what it's about, but there's just, you know, there's haters out there, right? To be frankly honest with you. They see something and it feels threatening to them in some sort of way. And I don't blame them. I mean, I'm sure people have had their own experiences, you know? And when they kind of see something that's depicting jazz piano as being, you know, not to say that I do this, but when they see any sort of like online thing that looks like you can learn quickly, you know, obviously if someone's put in a lot of time, they're going to be offended by it. And I completely understand. But I do get, you know, hate mail and responses. I've learned now, it's been almost 2 years, 2 to 3 years. I've completely learned to tune that out, but it does make me appreciate all the comments that you guys send me, the supportive comments, the help promoting. A lot of you, you know, even the members and non-members, just posting things, sharing links, you know, even a like, you know, a nice comment. It's just very rewarding to see that. And anytime I get one of those, it basically makes up for 10 to 20 of the negative comments that I get. So thank you very much. I just wanted to say, the point to that is thank you very much, because I really, really, truly appreciate, you know, everyone who's listening right now and trying to understand my vision, and just know that my only goal is to create this resource online that can be the central hub to help anyone who wants help with jazz piano. That's it. You know, there's really nothing more. And I have a lot of experience in music, and by no means am I the best jazz pianist ever, or I'm the best teacher ever. You know, I'm not that type of person. I'm just trying to put my education, my beliefs out there. And if people are interested in them, and if they want to become a member of JPS, then, you know, yeah, absolutely. It's here to help you, and I want to make it the best. And so far, the response from all the members has just been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, people can't stop raving about it, and the members are extremely happy, you know, with it. And my only goal is to keep continuing to make it better as well. So, and that's what I plan to do, and that's why I'm hopping back on the podcast again, just to kind of share my thoughts with you about JPS. So, I am going to continue doing the building the advanced course right now, which will take JPS a step further. And you know, just thinking about the future of JPS, thinking about the different possibilities now that it's kind of grown a little bit more, a lot of different possibilities with teaching. You know, for any teachers out there, using the materials to help guide a student. And then you can tweak them, because it's hard, you know, it's hard being a teacher. I've taught for so long, private students, you know, classes, universities, master classes. And usually you're looking for, when you're teaching someone, most teachers don't have too many resources that they teach out of, like a book or anything like that. It's all just kind of word of mouth. And for a student, it's very difficult, right? It's very difficult to learn. So, you know, I want to kind of incorporate a teacher's aspect into Jazz Piano School, because that's really what it is. You know, it's helping people learn education. But for piano teachers, they can use sort of a guidebook or a resource. They can use Jazz Piano School as a resource. If they were a member, this would be a separate. And they can use all the resources to guide their private student through certain topics in the course. They can pick and choose whatever you want to work on. Excuse me. And really kind of use it as a reference for the student. The student can go and look up, hey, you know, go check out in the practice exercise guidebook, practice all your exercises for lesson, 17, steps 1 through 5. Or do the workbook, you know, lesson 4:1-4, right? So there's not too many, it's kind of like a more advanced version of, you know, beginner piano books, right? With the Alfreds. I don't know if anyone's done the Alfreds beginner piano books, but you have a lesson book, right? You have a practice book, and you have a theory book or a workbook, right? So as a teacher, if you're teaching a beginner piano student, this is extremely helpful. You know, all the beginner piano students I've taught, it makes everything. If I had to teach someone beginner piano without those resources, I mean, I would just be lost. My handwriting's terrible. I'd be writing all the notation, you know, and it would just be a mess. And unfortunately, if you think about jazz lessons these days, that's really what it is. You know, not trying to say anything negatively about, you know, just the teachers or anything, but there's just not the resources these days. Sure, there are books, you know, there are books out there you can tell a student to buy, but again, they're all resources. And you've heard this spiel before. If you listen to me talk, it's more of learning like from an encyclopedia. It's like, go look up this resources and kind of learn about it. It's not that step-by-step format. All those beginner Alfred piano books are the step-by-step format. You have a lesson one, you learn, you know, very, very basic, you know, rhythms or which the symbols mean. You learn the clefs, you learn the staff, you know, you learn the lines, you learn the notes, and every single thing in the practice and workbook links up with that. Now, can you imagine having that for jazz? You know, besides going to a university, I went to the New School University, or going to some music school, if you had those resources available to you, a book that you could help your student along through, I mean, that would be phenomenal. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to help teachers with so that they can have a resource like that and work students through that. They can go to the site, maybe have their own account where the teacher is hooked up to the student and can post practice exercises or, you know, uploads audio files. So there's a lot I have in store for Jazz Piano School. That's just the teacher thing. But definitely I'm going to be adding a live playing of mine through Periscope probably. I'm still kind of deciding on the platform, but so that people can just watch, you know, just watch my live performances. I play a lot, so they can watch, they can email me questions. You know, we can engage and talk about what I'm doing. And so, you know, that will be fun. What else? I have too many things. I want to get some more. I'm hiring, you know, top noticeable artists. I want to get them in there and have their education series on there as well. For now, I've just been hiring them to write blog posts, you know, asking people if they want to write blog posts for the site. That's been going extremely well. So, yeah, there's just so much. I mean, there's so many different places to go with Jazz Piano School, and I really want it to be the most educational place for Jazz Piano School possible. So, what else? You know, I told you I didn't really have a scripted scripted thing for today. I just wanted to kind of get out there and talk to you guys. And some people ask, you know, even with the podcast, there's so much information in the podcast. Podcast. I got to slow down. And you can work through the podcast and learn just a ton, you know, with the videos and everything like that. And one of the members actually asked, he said, what's the difference with the podcast and the course, right? And the difference is with the course, you're getting all three of those books and PDFs, and it's much more in-depth. There's a lot missing out of the podcast. It's not a step-by-step format. I'm jumping around from topics. With the course, it's all a curriculum, right? You're starting from step one. You have all three of your books. You have your practice, workbook, and lesson book, right? Just like the Alfred piano books. And you can watch the videos and work through the course. So that's the difference between that. I also love feedback from you guys. If you have any feedback, before I get to that, you can try the course out now. Before, if you were a follower from a long time ago when I first started JPS, all the free content was not like the course. It was just a random smorgasbord of content that I put out there as just a free library for people that wanted to come and learn. And, you know, it worked for a little while, but again, it wasn't, that wasn't my education system. And so you were kind of getting, you know, people, I didn't want people to get the wrong idea, you know, that that was the course. So I removed all that content. And if you had joined previously, you can sign up. If you re-sign up, it's a free trial now for 7 days. So you actually get the course content for 7 days that is in JPS. And you can try it out. All the videos, all the practice books are there for you to try out. The only thing is you don't get access to the full textbooks simply because I didn't want people, you know, in the trial to download the complete textbooks. Those are pretty valuable. But you get access to everything else. You do get access to the PDFs for 7 days, but just there's another section of the library where you can print everything out as a full document, which is, you know, 1,000 pages anyway of practice exercises and workbook. But yeah, I'd highly recommend you do that. You can try it out. Crap, I forgot my topic from before. I don't remember. But anyway, that is the trial. Oh, the feedback. So if you go and do that, I always love feedback. And, you know, kind of what relates to before, the people who, you know, say, you know, things like, oh, it probably doesn't show you much, or, you know, this, you know, it's disrespectful to you know, say this is so easy. And I want to make it clear, I'm not saying, not just to you guys, but in general, because this kind of fits with my vision. Jazz piano is not easy, right? It's not easy by any means. And people who've studied it, you know, I'm a very accomplished jazz pianist, right? And I've studied and practiced for hours, you know, my entire life. And I still have a long, long way to go, right? And no, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But the path I took and the path that some of these other players have taken to get to where they are is the longest journey you could have ever taken. You know, if you picture driving from coast to coast, right, and you picture a straight line, I'm in Sacramento. I'm originally from Boston. If you picture a straight line from Sacramento to Boston, you drive right across the United States, right? Then you picture another line that's zigzagging, swerving up and down from north, you know, North Dakota all the way down to Texas, back up to Wisconsin, you know, down to Georgia, and then all the way up to Boston. This is a great analogy, by the way. I'm very proud of myself for that. That is going to be the average journey for most people's jazz piano education. Because that's what it's like. That's what learning jazz piano is like, is searching. You have to go everywhere to learn how to do this, to learn how to voice something like this, to learn how to play solo piano, to learn how to use tenths, use shells, voice leading, you know, extensions. Man, I could go on forever. You know, pentatonics, hexatonics, bebop, approach notes, rootless voicings, rootless minor voicings, you know, triads, basically upper extension triads for you know, creating colors and extensions. There's so many tools, right? There's so many tools, and unfortunately, through resources, you don't get that. You need to go through so many resources to find how they plug in, right? So what I've done with Jazz Piano School is my main vision. And what I've done with the course is I wanted to create that straight line that goes right across the United States. I wanted to straighten up everyone's journey so that they can make a straight line to getting better at jazz piano school. Now, again, is it easy? No, it's still not easy. But at least you have the path. You don't have to drive around aimlessly. And that's all I wanted to do with the education. There's a system. There's structure. There's organized educational materials, right? Including, this sounds like a plug right now, but I'm very passionate about the course. There's practice, workbook, and lesson book. So all these resources combine together to form that straight line, and everything is in a step-by-step fashion. I've literally started from the beginning. You know nothing about jazz, and I've literally laid out everything so that it's a step-by-step process, and every step is in the exact order that I believe you should make progress in, right? You don't learn rootless voicings first before you've learned root position seventh chords. And for anyone listening out there, right, it could be like, oh, okay, I understand, it makes sense. You don't learn bebop approach notes before you've learned, you know, simple targeting of chord tones over seventh chords and how to connect those, right? You don't learn pentatonics, hexatonics, drop two voicings, drop two and four voicings, drop twos with extensions, drop twos with voice leading through extensions until you've learned, right, your rootless voicings, you know, rock solid. So what happens is that people will see these, you know, oh, learn this voicing, learn that voicing, and you don't even know the basics, right? It's just like anything you want to learn in life. You need to build a foundation because otherwise you're just, it's a mess. It's, you have knowledge from this, you have knowledge over here, but I don't know how to do this. Well, how do these connect? It's just, can you even expect to learn something like that? No, never. You know, it's like driving a car. If you learn to try and drive a car and the first thing they do is take you out on the highway, like, what? You're going to kill yourself. There's no way that's going to happen. It's like, all right, son, let's teach you how to, I'm going to teach you how to drive a car and we're going to go 80 on the highway. But that's what learning jazz piano is like. If you learn all these things before you learn the basics of the car and the piano, you know, it doesn't make sense. You're probably going to have a terrible experience. You're not going to enjoy it. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel anxiety. You're going to feel fearful. You're going to feel like you failed. And then you never start again, right? And maybe that's the experience that some of these people have that send me these negative comments, you know, that they've been burned, right, by their experience. So they're like, never again. This is probably some scam. You know, this is stupid. He's probably not teaching you everything. And I admit, there's some other great sites out there that do teach you a lot. And I love the sites and nothing bad against them. But I just haven't seen a complete curriculum, a complete step-by-step curriculum. And if someone knows a site that is like that, I would love to, I'm all ears because I love feedback. I love trying to improve JPS. And jazz piano should be a warming, you know, community. And unfortunately, there's a lot of egos, right, in music, and there's a lot of, you know, hateful stuff because, like, oh, that player is better than me, or this is better than me, and it shouldn't be like that. You know, when you get to a certain level of music, you learn to appreciate players, right, and you don't learn to say, oh, I could do this better, or he didn't do that right. You know, you just appreciate music for what it is. And that's what it's about. That's what I'm about in creating Jazz Piano School, is just throwing the education out there so everyone can learn from it. And unfortunately, you know, because of this, the egotistical, you know, driven part of music and jazz especially, well, not just jazz, but even classical music, you know, it's very judgmental. It's very judgmental. And I really hate that part, actually. I hate that part of the music because it just creates, you know, creates a very negative feeling, you know, about other people or what they're trying to do or their sound or their, you know, but I don't really know how I got off on that tangent. But anyway, oh, the driving analogy. Yeah, you need to learn the basics first. And so Jazz Piano School is a curriculum. But I've got so much to do. I'm feeling proud of myself. I'm going to pat myself on the back here. I'm feeling proud of myself that I actually got on the microphone again and created this podcast for you guys. And I've probably talked long enough. But I am going to create the next podcast, which will be playing with singers. So how you create that palette. If it's just you and them, how to create that palette that's going to provide that full accompaniment to them, right? But at the same time, you're not interfering with what they do. It's a very tricky situation, right? And this takes more knowledge and experience with backing people up because, you know, you might have played in bands before where you're just using your left hand and soloing or you're just comping. That's a completely different thing. I mean, you need to really provide a solid bass foundation, solid harmony, solid rhythm. And if you don't have it together, that singer most of the time is you know, it's going to collapse. Everything's going to collapse. So, and that's not good. But if you want to get more involved with Jazz Piano School, again, the membership is open. So we're taking new members now, and you can go to the website and learn more about that. And you basically, if you go to the course info page, or you can try out Jazz Piano School to any of those options. There's a ton of free resources there for you guys. And if you checked it out before, I'm sure you know that. But I hope you all have a wonderful day. Again, this was just off the cuff, so excuse my little jumping all around of what I was talking about. But I am going to film the next podcast right now, and I hope it's a little cooler there wherever you are listening from than here, because it's like 107 in Sacramento today. Woo, crazy. But that is it for now, guys. Again, I can't thank you enough. Thank you very much. If you want to leave a 5-star review, I know it's been a long, long time, but I'm going to get back in the swing of the podcast. I'd really appreciate it. I'm going to drive the podcast again and get to 100 episodes of Jazz Piano Education. That is my goal now, my new goal for myself. See, if you fall off the wagon, just get back on. Same thing. I fall off the wagon. I fell off the wagon with the podcast, and I said that with the last podcast, right? So I fell off actually twice. But you don't quit. You don't stop, right? You just start up again. You just do it. Just do one, and then you do the next one, and then you build the momentum to get back into the swing of things. It happens to all of us, right? Once you understand that's the circle, then it's much easier to keep going and not, like, you know, not view yourself as a quitter or something like that. So as long as you don't quit, you can always have the opportunity to keep moving forward. So again, thank you so much for listening. If you want to leave a 5-star review, I'd really, really appreciate it. Until next time, happy practicing.